KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. I'll make two announcements. First announcement is this coming Saturday, there will be VE testing at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road, 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Test still costs $10. You need to bring a picture ID card and your FRN number. If you want to take the test to get a technician license, your first license, or if you want to upgrade, we will be there at 9 o'clock. Second announcement is that the Anderson Ham Fest at Darwin Wright State Park, their little tailgating get-together will be this Saturday. I don't know what time it starts. It starts about 8 o'clock, I think. It could start a little earlier than that, but it'll go on up till about 1. And they're going to have testing down there as well. It will not be Westcar's, but they will have a test session down there if you don't make it to ours. Does anyone need any fields on either announcement? Sir, we will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagTube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the SwapNet portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagTube. We'll go through the people that use the pre-check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go see if we got any echo link. I'd like to say good evening. KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard. His sweet bride, KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally. Their daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL, all down in Simpsonville. Richard brings along the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, K3DOV, also in Simpsonville. And KM4JWP, Mr. Brian, up in Rutherfordton. And W4FCM, Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, he's over in Greenville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's down in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock. And KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel, down in Woodruff. And N4QNV, Mr. Brian, in Greer. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And KF4NXY, that's Mr. David and his sweet bride, AF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down in Honeypath. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John. He's up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland. He's over in Pickens. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill in Anderson. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Malden. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-check-in function as a repeater. Thanks for taking the time to check in with us that way, and I hope all y'all are doing well. I don't have any Echo Link stations up at the time, so we'll go to the RF check-in, starting with Mike through Papa. M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. check in and out tonight. Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, Melvin in Hendersonville. And also please check in my wife, Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike. Her name's Pam. Thanks for calling today, Gary. 73 is everybody on to that.
See you with?
Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and KO4 RYP. We'll be in and out tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net tonight, sir.
To you with? And Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, you know? And my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. All be negative and negative.
U.S. Please check in and out. KG4 PFI, Don. And KG4 QLQ, Linda. We're Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4MHE, Mr. Melvin, and his sweet bride, KZ4PAM, Miss Pam. They're up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Pam we said hello. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad, and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're up there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Echo Link stations, Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. If you will, check in KA4. PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue, and do be sure, Gary, and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
This KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and Joy said to tell you and Jennifer hello. Hope y'all are doing well. All right, going back to the alphabet, let's move up into the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
EOS. And Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
DOS, Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, Ross and Taylors. I will be negative and negative, but I will stay on for the swap net and for the rag chew, Gary. Thanks for calling the net.
4, DOS, and KO4, QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS, this is KD4SRR, Robert. This is dark and stormy night in Joanne of the Wild Kingdom. And I will be short-timing it tonight, but I will be listening. And by the way, that antenna is just marvelous. It has increased my transmitting and receiving range by at least 200%. And to be honest, it adds a certain little bit of savoir-faire, panache, to to the rear of the Toyota, also known as the fist of aluminum. 73s, everyone.
4QM, control check-in, please. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WN4S. Mr. Chris over there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And KV4RV, Mr. Ross over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ross. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And KD4SRR, Mr. Robert down there in Joanna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. I'm glad the antenna is working well for you, and I'm sure it looks good on the back of that Toyota. Hope you're doing well, and you take care. And KY4QM, could I get a name and location?
For QM, that's affirmative. Roy, and I am in Spartanburg, negative and negative.
Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well over there in Spartanburg. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comment on monitoring.
And I would like to say good evening to WD8RON, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the uniform through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Check-in N0TR out of order. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
OS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Please we'll slide around to the front of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in and out. KI4VLW Randy, KJ4CRL Linda in Asheville, and I was about 1 minute late.
DOS. Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
For DOS, and KQ4DMP, Jerry and Campobello, negative and negative.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJWM. That's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KN4CHY, Mr. Kurt, Well, I got that all confused. KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith in Seneca. Sorry about that, Keith. I dropped my finger down and I got started to read Kurt's name, but I got that corrected. I hope you'll forgive me. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, he's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And KQ4, and I missed the rest of it. It was my fault, not yours, over there, Jerry in Campobello. Give me the rest of your call.
Q4, Delta Mike Papa.
Or DMP, Mr. Jerry over there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Well, I had an Echo Link station up. He dropped off. Maybe he'll come back. So we'll ask for additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Negative, sir. Thank you.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Yeah, 4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KA2AXQ. Mr. Ken over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you're doing well. Ken, you won the door prize. You were number 50 on my log tonight. Appreciate you being here. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group in the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And Gary, I need to remove an item from the swap net.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Gary.
4DOS, please check in. Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie and Patrick in Marietta, and I'll be negative and negative. And also, please check in. W4OOC, Keith and Travelers Rest by relay.
I4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Be back to you to get your updated item on the swap net in just a little bit. And KC4E, is it? Well, bring me back up. Patrick, tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I hope y'all are doing well. Also like to say good evening to KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And K4GSC, that's Mr. Patrick. He brings along W4OOC. That's Mr. Keith. They're both up Traveler's Rest. Patrick, tell Keith we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Hadn't heard from Keith in a while. Hope he's doing okay. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the patient group on a Wednesday night, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are well.
please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Gary. Good evening to Miss Joy. Hope y'all doing well. And hope everybody's well, and hope everybody on the web dance doing well, and good evening to all. No traffic, no comment.
No S. Please check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. My name is Mark. I'm in Belton, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS, and the net, please check in. Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Master James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there a little further north, up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And AF4LV, Mr. Mark, down there in Belton. Mark, you was up on Echo Link a few minutes ago. I started to call for Echo Link stations, and you dropped out. But I'm glad you came back and checked in with us, RF. Sounding good from Belton. Thanks for being with us. Hope you're doing well. And K4LWE, Mr. Larry, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Recognize my sweet little bride. My pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's sitting in the other room. She was reading a book when I left, so I guess that's what she's doing now. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good to hear you tonight. This is KI4DTY. Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel N. Taylors.
DOS. In Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Stephen Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a nice evening.
For DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo 4, Bravo Alpha November. K4 BAN, Alex and Clemson. Oh. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Hope you're doing well. And KN4VWA, Mr. Steve over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Tell Miss Sue we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4BAN, Mr. Alex down there in Clemson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. Hope you're doing well. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod over there in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Big old pause right there must mean we got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had one gentleman that wanted to update his stuff, so we'll call on him first, and then we'll see if there's any others. KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick. What can we do for you tonight, Patrick?
First off, you can tell Miss Joy we said hello, and I would like to remove the antenna tuner. I sold that today.
Analyzer?
It's been a long day.
It must have been. I tell you what. Well, I'm glad that you were able to sell that, Patrick. Hadn't heard from you. Well, I hadn't been on the radio either, so I'd start saying I hadn't heard from you, but I hadn't been on the radio, so it wasn't your fault. As much mine as it was anybody else's. But thanks for letting me know that you sold it. That way I can keep my book straight over here on this end. Again, tell Miss Elise we said hello and hope y'all are doing well. While I got you, Patrick, I did have a call from a friend that said that he had some stuff that he had talked to you about. Gabriel, KV4NC, did he talk to you?
Yes, it's been early last week, I believe it was, but I can't remember what all it was.
Well, he called me and asked me if I'd help him out with that, and I told him yeah, because I knew where you'd be. So, I don't know, maybe next week, I don't know when. He's got a bunch of sick children right now, so I'll let you know, but we'll go from there.
Just so you know, I'm having radio problems in the tool truck, so you may have to give me a phone call.
Okay, buddy. Well, hope you get that straightened out real quick. Hope it's nothing major. But I'll, if I need to get in touch with you, I'll ping you on the phone.
Well, you have a good evening and got a good net going. KO4HGX, and back to net.
Appreciate you, and you take care. Let's see here. Do we have anyone else that with anything that they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item up on the SwapNet book tonight is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver with a hand mic, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS830S. That's an HF transceiver. It has a Kenwood MC50 desk mic and a Kenwood SP230 external speaker. And he would like $500 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT747. That's HF transceiver. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit SB200 HF amplifier. He said it has just been rebuilt not long ago. It is working like it is supposed to, and he would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec 509 Argonaut. That's a QRP HF transceiver. He would like $190 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Tentec 538 Jupiter. He would like $385 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Motorola XTS5000. That's a VHF HT with a charger, and he would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS450SAT. It's in excellent condition. He has the mic, the power cord, the CW Narrow filter, and the manual. And he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. Mobile MP month tonight. Sorry I'm late, Gary, but I have a little bit of fun tonight. 7BG Gary, Miss Joy, and all the net. Negative and negative.
Yeah, for DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sensaville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4NNH, Mr. Fred. He's mobile down there in Piedmont tonight. on his way to his favorite place, going to work. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Fred, don't worry about it. The only time you're late is after we close the net out, and you're not even late then if I'm still on by the radio. So you take care. Have a great evening. Don't work too hard tonight. Hope you're doing well. Tell Dad I said hello, too. I also like to say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we go finish up the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge, 2-meter SwapNet continuing. The next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM241A. That's a 2-meter transceiver in good condition. It's in the box with all the accessories and the manual. And he would like $110 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-830 manual. He's got the manual for this TS-830, and he would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is looking for, he's looking for a Kenwood R5000 receiver in excellent condition. Does anyone need any fields? Item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. And a gentleman dropped a price on it. He sent me an email today. He dropped a price on this Yaesu FT991A. It's a 991A with the Mars mod. It has the DTMF microphone. It's a portable 0991EB side rails with the handle. The original boxes, the manuals, and all the accessories. It's in perfect condition, and he would like $1,100 for it. He dropped it $100 today, down to $1,100. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of those. Of the SwapNet. I didn't have anybody list any items, but I did have somebody that sold something and let me know, and that way I keep my book straight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. See who's up on the... It's a shiny, clean, dry stump at my house. It's not raining over here right now, so up here and see what Mr. Ross, KV4RV, has to say. Ross, what have you been up to today there, young man?
KI4DOS, Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor here. Well, thanks for remembering. I wanted to talk, Gary. I wanted to, anybody that's still on the net, we're having a yard sale here this Saturday from 8 o'clock until whenever we're done. And I've got some old scrap radios. I've got a Tentec Omni-D. I've got a Kenwood TS-530 with three very valuable tubes in it. Got a TS-440S that won't transmit, but it receives. Good for scrap parts, good for people who know how to work on things. And I've got all kinds of other things. DVD players, cassette decks, microwave oven, exercise equipment, dozens of cables, adapters, and 15 Homewood Avenue, Taylor's is where we live. Come on by. We'd love to have you.
They're going to have a lot of stuff over there, Ross. I'd love to get over there early, but I've already told Steve. He and I were talking on the telephone and back and forth with emails and stuff such as that. I'll be helping out over there at the test session, but, you know, the bad part about it being Saturday is they've got the Anderson Ham Fest, down there, that little tailgate party. And, I'm sure there'll be some folks to go down there, and they may come back up and go to your place. If it's not too late when we get out of testing, I'll probably ride over and see you and the wife and see if you got anything that I can't live without. And might be something over there just, jumps out at me and says, oh, you got to take me home.
KI4DOS, KV4RV. Well, Gary, you're sure welcome. You know where we live. You came over Boomy had that antenna party a few years ago, and so you know where we live. And 15 Homewood Avenue, it's easy to find. Your GPS will bring you right in my driveway. And I'm not interested in making any money. I just want to get rid of a bunch of stuff so I can upgrade to better, newer equipment. And I'd love to have anybody that can come by to drop in on us, Gary. And, you take care, and thanks for calling the net tonight. I'll go ahead and clear. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, clear.
Before you go, I got one question for you. I had a fellow ham, and I don't remember who it was right off the top of my head. They asked me if you used to teach school, and I could not remember. I think you did you not?
Discharged, Gary. My last teaching assignment was Blue Ridge High School. I taught physics and physical science from 2008 to 2012, so I may be one of my former students. I did some ham radio demonstrations for those students, so maybe he remembers that. KV4RV.
That's exactly what he remembered. He said, I think I talked to him and some of his students up there. And I said, I can't remember. I said, I think Ross did it, but I can't swear to it. And I said, next time I talk to him, I'm going to ask him. So there you go. Small world, isn't it?
When you get on the radio, you never know who's listening. And not everybody on the air is transmitted. A lot of people are just listening with scanners and other receivers. So you got to be careful what you say, don't you, brother?
Yeah, you really do. But again, Ross, I do appreciate it. And thanks for refreshing my memory. I was thinking that you did that, but I couldn't remember for sure. And now I know. So that's all that matters. And so I can go back to the guy I was talking to and say, yep, you were correct. That's who it was. that's always fun when you get into a conversation like that. It's not fun when you can't remember stuff, Ross, but it's fun when you talk about things that you've heard on the radio and, like the demonstration and letting the school children talk on the radios a little bit, third party. That is really neat. It really piques their interest. And I thank you for doing that, and thank you for all you did over there in your teaching profession. And thank you for helping out with the VEs and everything else you do, buddy. Hope you're doing well, and tell your wife we said hello. I hadn't seen her since I came over to the antenna party, but I hope both of y'all are doing well.
Well, thanks, Gary. My goal here, if I can take some of the proceeds from this yard sale, I want to upgrade to a newer HF rig and hopefully a multiband, and I want to put up an antenna on the end of the house, on the roof, and I'm probably be having another antenna party, but that's up in the future sometime. But hey, thanks a lot for letting me talk about this. And anybody didn't catch the address, 15 Homewood Avenue, Taylors. We love to see you this Saturday at 8:00 in the morning. I'll be out of here, Gary. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, clear.
So you take care, and I hope to see you on Saturday. Like I said, it may be a little later in the morning, but I'll try my best. As soon as we get out of testing over there, I'll head your way. By the time I got down to Anderson, they'd already be gone, so I believe I can make it to your place quicker than I can get to Anderson. But anyway, we'll hope to see you on Saturday. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
Please check in. This is Kilo Victor 4, Nazi Charlie Mobile. Just will be listening for the ration.
Like to say good evening to KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel, out there on the mobile tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. You be careful out there on the mobile. And how are all the children doing? Are you filling them full of medicine?
They're
the one that's got more harlot, but yeah, she's starting getting better today. Angela and Bria, they're going down. Oliver looks like the heavy part of the flu, because it's just regular sniffles what I got. Actually, Lily's results, and I just received by email. She just got the sniffles. But it's a seasonal strand with a lot of coughing. Well, Bridget and Angela, they're starting to going down. Lily and Oliver are down the woods like Veronica and I. Looks like Brian and Christopher, they're going down too.
That all the children are getting that way this time of year. But hopefully it won't last very long. You know, they'll get it all cleared up. And at least one thing about it is it's not going, you know, starting with one and working its way all the way through. Everybody's getting it at the same time. I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, because that rollover thing is bad, man. But no, I mean, it looks like everybody is getting at the same time. So that will be good. The only one is not sick is Alex, but the rest of us is, yeah, they're pretty hard. He hammered a little bit. Actually, I have to pick up Lily's. I got to pick up Lily's medication today, and it's that's for that kind of cold medicine. I don't know exactly what it is, but they tell me it's special for that. But yeah, this time it's nice. Everybody got it almost at the same time, so we don't be turned around.
Okay, buddy. Well, I'm glad that you got the medication and getting it all started and get them antibiotics and them children, and it'll knock it out real quick. But my hat's off to you and Veronica. I hate having a house full of sick children, and you've got more than I ever had. So I didn't have but two, and when they were sick at the same time, it was terrible. But when you've got more than that, I can't imagine what you're going through. But I hope everything goes well with that. And you doing anything else, you know, any good DXing or anything?
No, it doesn't. With all the moving, the cracks and the truck get damaged. I need to fix that. And I told Alex, we have to put one of the verticals over the weekend if time-wise permits. But we have to wait until, you know, my legs start to feeling better too. It backed down a lot. It looks, my ankles look smaller again. But I don't know. We'll see you over the weekend. Maybe we call you so you can come up with your pulse. So we'll see.
Give me a call and we'll go from there. But in the meantime, y'all take care. Have a great evening. What's left of it. Be careful out there on the road. And enjoy talking with you, as always. And you take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Have a good evening there, Gabriel.
Thanks. You know, same wise. Hey, by the way, did you receive the pictures I sent you?
I did. That half-inch drill, I tell you what, that's some heavy-duty stuff. I'd hate for you to be holding on to both of those handles and... You know how you'll be drilling something and all of a sudden the bit gets stuck and the motor keeps going. I believe that'd break your arm if you wasn't careful.
I got the second version of that. It's a plastic one, Black & Decker. But it's still 1 horsepower, half inch.
It's got a handle in the back and double handles, the D-handles on the side of the body. And a friend of mine told me he needs to drill a hole in that, I don't know, the 3/8 piece of steel or something like that. But it was a thick piece of metal. I don't remember exactly what it was. Because I didn't see it. And he asked me, say, do you have a big drill? And I was like, yeah, I got one, but it's kind of dangerous. And everybody laughing except for me, because I know, and he does say, oh, is that one? Yeah, that orange one. And I tell him, so I warn him, like 3 times a man, don't play with that stuff. I say, why? That sucker got stuck. It will break your arm, or if you're really, 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 I mean, grab it at the handle, that thing, it will spin you up. Like if you was a helicopter, and he was like, nah, because he's bigger than you and me. I mean, taller, pretty much, and a little bit heavier. He was like, nah, I don't think so. And I was like, well, I see a couple things. And everybody was laughing. They thought I was joking. So he used I guess it was a half inch, a little bit bigger than half inch drill bit. And yeah, he grabbed both side handles with both hands. And I was like, oh my God. And top of that, and the lower handle, he put the knee. I mean, he put the whole weight on it. And I warned him and say, man, don't do that, please. That thing, you're going to break your arms or you're going to flip over. Nah, man, it's good, it's good. And somebody was squirting WD-40, and lo and behold, the drill bit locked. And that chuck really grabbed the drill bit. And man, that thing started to... Both of the legs, he go up in the air, and he was tossed away with them, falling on top of the other guy, screaming and yelling in I don't know how many languages, with a pretty hurt leg and a pretty hurt arm, and everybody was very quiet at the shop, and I just said, I told you so. I know, it happens to me. After that, I was laughing like crazy, but yeah, those drill bits are really serious stuff, brother.
You get a 1 horsepower motor on there and start drilling down through there, that thing will turn you around in a heartbeat. I've had that happen on a couple of different occasions, but after the second time, I started being real careful with them big heavy drills like that. But no, you got some good equipment over there. You got two saws, right? You got two saws, right?
Three. I got a brand new one in the box. Circa 1986, because that's what it says over there. Black and Decker. It's aluminum body with a plastic guard, and I don't know. I mean, the bracket is plastic and the rest is metal. It's a beautiful, in excellent condition. And I got a regular small drill, but that's plastic, but the black one. So it's pretty orange stuff. I got a Black and Decker. It's an adapter for using a drill as a table drill. The rig, that's what I have to.
Well, I saw the two saws and a half inch drill. You didn't send me pictures of everything, I guess, but you got some nice stuff, buddy, no doubt. But just be careful when you start using that big old half inch drill, because I know it'll do a job.
Because I got that one, I got a Bosch hammer drill. And the one we use for install the lip over there in the shop. I bought it and we just decided to send it back, and I just said, nah, you know what? I gotta keep it. I like the way it works, so it's sitting over there. But yeah, I mean, that half inch drill, it brings some memories. And I know I can take the beating, and it's in very good shape. I mean, it's dusted, but I mean, I tried it and it works pretty good.
myself. I saw you the pictures. I tried. They work. I was thinking keeping the big one, sell the other one. So I got another Black & Decker, but they are more newer. So that was a good idea to keep it. But I don't know. Just for the sentimental value, because they're old. They're really good make it. I mean, and they work great, especially the Summit. I was impressed with the size of the motor, too.
I'm glad that they work well, and I knew if they worked at all, it'd work well. But just be careful with that stuff. You don't have, well, I don't have to tell you that. You know as much as I do about them. But anyway, glad that everything worked out there. And give me a call this weekend, and if everything goes well and we got a little time, I'll bring the pole saw over and we'll trim some of those trees up just a little bit.
It all depends on the weather and how I feel on the leg. Looks like it's going to be raining tomorrow, so I can start to work on the bench. But if it's not working, well, I guess I'm going to be outside. And I got like 50 blades, a bunch of drill bits, grinding stones. Man, I have to. Well, it looks like this guy was really heavy into the carpentry, like cabinets and things like that, because he got hold of it. One of the family relatives, one of his kids or something, he get all that, but he got any kind of stuff you can imagine. Vacuums, routers, tables, table saw, arm radials, saws, any kind of stuff you can imagine. They got that over there. But they picked that up before they even opened the house for do the state sale. But I saw what they got and part of the furniture inside of the house. It looks amazing, and he made it. So, yeah, that would be nice, but I'm not good with wood, really. My wood skill sucks. Anyways, I don't hold you more, brother. I'm almost home, so 73 and good night to everybody, and I turn you back to you. KB4NC Mobile, 4K and 40 US.
Take care. Tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are getting better real quick. And be careful with them saws and drills and things. I know you will. You take care there, young man. We'll talk at you a little bit later. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Is there anyone else, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
Messenger or TR. Gary, I just wanted to say I got one of the Craftsmen. It was my dad's. It's a commercial Sears and Roebuck half-inch drill, and it says it's 7/8 of a horsepower on the side, and it says commercial, and it'll break your arms.
That a bit, Tom. Well, Gabriel sent me a picture of that one he got, and it's got a one horsepower. And you think about it, how much power a horse has really got. Of course, I know we're not talking about farm-type animal horses, but, the rating on those things. Three-quarters or one horse is a lot of power. And those half-inch drills, if you're not careful, they can put a hurting on you, can't they?
Used to help a guy I work with, he'd wire federal housing units, and we'd put a 3/4-inch auger bit on them, and we'd drill up through the rafters, not the rafters, but the double 2x4 on the side and stuff like that, where you had to run Romex through it. And you didn't want to hang it up. It smashed your fist into the wall. And then I had a great big oak tree taken down a couple years ago. So I got the bright idea I'd put that auger bit on there. inch. It's 3/4 or 7/8. I forget what, but it's an auger bit. It feeds itself. And I went out there, and I was going to drill a whole bunch of holes and then put some tree killer down in it, you know. And it stuck on me, and boy, it bruised me. Let me tell you. Yeah, there are a lot of pull. We had one at the machine shop I worked at, Gary, that was a 3/4 inch one. And whenever the guys used it, and I never did, I couldn't hardly lift it. They put 2 men on that to drill holes and big stuff back in the structural department.